Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy. Proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 530 and a quarter, up 20 and three quarters. Soft July, 502, up 20 and a quarter. May corn, 361, up 5. July, 367, up 4 and 3 quarters. December, 383 and a quarter, up 4 and 3 quarters. May beans, 972 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a half. July, 955 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half. November, 933 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. May soybean meal, 304.20, up 250. May soybean oil, not trading. The July, though, 33.16, down 9. June live cattle, 153.52 and a half, up 155. May feeders are 219.20, up 45. And May lean hogs are 81.57 and a half, and they're up 20.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Wheat market has some vigor in it today, and I don't suppose we need to go too much further than the U.S. dollar to explain part of that?
Well, the dollar is definitely a supportive influence to the overall commodity complex. Now, gold has had a pretty nice advance since the dollar has topped. Crude oil's had a nice advance. All your energies have had nice advances. Your ag commodities, corn, soybeans, and wheat, have kind of ignored the weakness of the dollar because they were more focused on growing a crop, and agriculture is more supply oriented, and the crop was going in a timely manner. We've got a generally favorable weather pattern. There are some exceptions, and so the commodities have been kind of held back, and I think finally, with the strength in the dollar, the ag commodities just could not be held back anymore, especially as oversold as the market had been. Going into this week's crop report, which for the most part was old news, the trade had been talking about, you know, big crops, big yields, big carryover in soybeans and wheat. So I don't think it was anything fresh. And you can see that the market is totally acting differently this year to this May crop report than last year. Whereas last year we rallied into the May report because we were having planting worries in the northern Corn Belt. This year those early planting worries in the Delta and the southern Corn Belt subsided because they were able to start getting in the field here a week ago, which is late for them, but not severely late. And then the other thing, I think what has really fluffed up the wheat market is, of course, living now in Texas. I know how rainy it's been, and you can look at flood warning maps, and you got the whole state of Oklahoma and basically Texas under flood watch. And I think we may be getting a kick out of wheat on maybe having too much rain in the state of Oklahoma and in Texas of the hard red winter wheat areas that may cause disease problems, quality problems, and maybe even yield reductions. So I think that could also be helping out the wheat market here this morning.
All right, let's turn our attention then technically to the corn. December corn now a half a cent from its May high. What do we read into this?
Well, this is what it needs to do. It needs to pop above this May 6th high, 585, and we've had a high here about 584 and a half. If we can pop above that, then we've laid the groundwork here basically for a monthly reversal to the upside on December corn futures. You're basically going to lay the groundwork for it on the lead futures contract. And now if you look at your continuation chart, which is still May contract, it expires at noon today. It's had a high 84.5, and of course it's early May, it's late April high was 87.5, and if you take into account the strength in July we have here today, which July has had a high so far 68, it's really going to make the lead futures chart look real nice closing out the week and teeing up for a monthly reversal to the upside in corn. So from a technical perspective, the corn chart is definitely being dressed up today with today's strength. Now, we need to maintain it, and it needs to kind of finish out the week with it, and I think it would go a long ways in saying that the best of the crop production has been pretty well discounted in the marketplace. Now it'll be kind of a week-to-week situation to see whether or not the crop is going to be a big crop is going to be realized or not. And then if it doesn't match expectations and the crop rating levels are not as high as what the trade thinks they need to be to reach certain yield levels, well, then that's basically a tightening balance sheet. The other thing that came in this morning is Informa Economics came out with their planting survey report, which showed corn acres down about 460,000 from USDA's March numbers, but soybeans up 2.5 million. And that's one of the reasons why soybeans is down here today after having a pretty good day to the upside yesterday. But it's the big increase in soybean acres.
Is 365 December corn not in play at the moment then?
365 December corn, well, that's in play at some point in time, but I think in short term here, it's looking to me that we're in this early stages of a recovery rally, okay, probably of the decline that we've had since the March 31st report, which just basically, you know, knocked the knees out from underneath the corn market with those larger inventories. So when you take a look at that, it kind of says that maybe Dease corn might be able to fall, go back into the trading range it was before it fell out of the trading range. And we were kind of in a kind of a 390 bottom end, 420 upper end trading range in Dease corn. And the technical action would indicate that maybe we may fall, we may go back into that trading range and start going sideways, and then we'll see how the crop develops.
Let's turn our attention to the soybean technicals, where earlier this week we had a pretty sharp sell-off, and for all intents and purposes, I would think technically we reached the October lows of last year, and now we're trying to kind of stabilize here.
Yeah. Beans had a pretty big sell-off there on Monday, did a lot of technical damage. But you got to keep in mind that soybeans have been rallying over the past 4 weeks or so, or basically since the March report, whereas the corn futures have been declining. So we've had a lot of people long beans, short corn, and they've had to unwind that spread, and I think you're going to see more of that unwinding of that spread. But actually, the soybean action can, if as long as we begin to claw out of here, it's not all that bad either, and still tease us up for some price strength, you know, as we go on into the month of June.
Do you think that that price strength could get us above 962.5
on the November?
On the November.
I think 950 beans are definitely back in play. I, you know, 962. I'm not going to argue with you on that, Dave. But we need to close. We need to kind of regain a lot of what we lost here earlier in the week. And we need to kind of keep that rally going as we go on into next week.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. May corn 362 and three quarters, up 6 3/4. July 366 and a half, up 4 1/4. December 383, up 4 1/2. May beans 970 down 5. July 955 down 2 1/2. And November soybeans are 933 and 3/4, and they are down 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.